Joining us on the show this morning, Jack Whitehall. Welcome at Glasgow, sir.
Hello.
Nice to have you coming back to play the hydro.
Oh, very excited. Always one of my favourite dates on the tour. Love going to Glasgow. Love a night out in Glasgow as well. That's why I'm coming.
I was about to ask you about that. Where'd you go? Like for Jack Whitehall night out in Glasgow?
Wherever Kevin Bridges takes me. Clyde Bank. He took me to Clyde Bank once.
That's where he's from, isn't it?
Yeah, we went out to a pub in Clyde Bank.
We had Hugh Jackman in town. He went to a chippy in Clyde Bank. It seems to be the place to go.
It's the place. It's the new destination.
Because I'm forgetting, you and Kevin started off like working together, didn't you, back in the day?
Yeah. We both started at exactly the same time and we became very good mates and we've remained mates ever since. He's such a top guy. And every time I'm in Glasgow, I go and, you know, hang out with him and it's always great to catch up.
Do you crash at Kevin's house?
The first time I was there, I crashed at his mum and dad's house with him.
Five-star hotel.
Now I get a hotel. I feel like I'd be imposing a little bit if I still stayed there. So I do now get a hotel.
I'll get my chauffeur and drop me off at Kevin's dad's house in Clyde.
No, I get a hotel and invite his family round to the hotel room and they stay with me.
That's better.
We all bunk up.
There's the minibar. Have what you want. The bridges.
Crack open the minibar, big man. Get those Pringles open. Once you pop.
That's it. 19th and 20th of November then. So what can we expect in this show, Jack?
Kind of what people have come to expect from me. A lot of very indiscreet stories of humiliations that I've experienced over the past 2 years. Some jokes that probably would be inappropriate to tell on television, that definitely would be inappropriate to tell on television. It's sort of like me unbarred, I think. And the great thing about going out and doing a stand-up tour is you can just say what you want. You can make the jokes that you want to make. And it's just you and the audience. And there's something so pure about that. So that's what you get in my show.
This sounds exciting. All right, I'm up for this.
Yeah. I was like, I go and see that. Yeah. And that's not always the case when I talk about my stand-up because it's very hard to talk about stand-up. I've just released a load more tickets for the shows in Glasgow as well. So I really hope that it's going to be pumping that night. And
Pumping,
is that a word?
Yeah, pumping.
Is that a word that we use?
Could be kicking out of context. Sorry if your alarm just went off.
In my head, I meant like, you know, pumping as in like, pump it up, you know, fun.
Fun. You got to pump it up.
Exactly, that kind of pumping. Not, oh my God, what is he doing?
Wait, would you stop saying pumping?
Like covering the eyes of people. I mean, it has a 16 age limit.
You can pump to your heart's content.
It would be a different kind of hydro show. It would be a different kind of hydro show if that was...
Hydro pump.
There you go, right there. Listen, I know. Is it awkward after the Brits? So like, obviously you're doing a great job.
Awkward.
Yeah, like so awkward when you've got to go to the after show party with people you've just ripped apart.
A little bit. Mainly because before you have to just... lie in the rehearsal. You can't do any of the jokes because if you do any of the jokes, their publicists come up and they're like, you can't say that about our act. I do a fake script with all these soft introductions and everyone's like, oh, he's going to be nice this year. And then I do the show and I just throw shade at everyone. And then afterwards, I had to make sure Little Mix were right. They were fine. George Ezra, he took a bit of a pounding or pumping. So I had to make sure that he was okay. But you know what? I will say this, like most of them have a very good sense of humor and they're, you know, they take it on the chin. And in Piers Morgan's case, takes it on his chins.
Four chins.
Four chins. All of them, he's able to take it on. There's plenty of buffer there. Wait, what was the thing we did with Shawn? Okay, yeah, this is, I've never said this. When we were interviewing Shawn Mendes, we'd planned a whole thing where you remember the guy got the tattoo of Harry Styles or the girl got the tattoo of Harry Styles on her cheek.
Yes.
We had a guy who we were going to say to Shawn Mendes, this guy's got a tattoo of you on his cheek. And we got Shawn Mendes' face tattooed on his buttocks. And then in rehearsal, we got the man to come over to where I would be interviewing Shawn Mendes. So it's just a seat with a picture of Shawn Mendes. And he got his butt out and he had the tattoo of Shawn Mendes on his butt, but he got his butt like right out and it was played up onto the big screen so everyone saw it. After the rehearsal, everyone just like flooded onto the floor like, that is not going out, that is not happening. Like everyone was like, you cannot do that. So this poor guy had to then be like cut from the show. He'd been brought down to the O2. He'd had Shawn Mendes, he hadn't had it actually tattooed on his butt, to be fair. It was like a fake tattoo. But that wasn't a particularly great day's work for him, I imagine.
What a bummer.
What a bummer. What a bummer.
Thank you very much. So what's the next big TV show then? What are you doing? Something for Amazon Prime, is that right?
Yeah, I've got a show coming out on Amazon Prime called Good Omens, which is about the, it's a kind of comedy drama about the end of the world. And it's got an all-star cast, Michael Sheen, David Tennant, John Hamm, and I think they drop all the episodes at the same time, and it's a one-off miniseries, so it's not one of those ones that you have to watch, and then you're like, you're committed to having to see like 10 series of it. It ends and then you're done. You can get on with your life.
I love that. Well, listen,
that's the worst sell for a show ever.
It really is.
Basically, you're going to like this because you don't have to watch more than one series.
It'll be funny.
There's so much more to it than that.
We will look forward to that, and we'll crack and show at the Hydro on the 19th and the 20th of November. We saw your last one and we're buzzing for that. So, Jack, best of luck with it.
Goodbye.
And thank you so much for coming on. See you, mate.
Bye.